about it took me by surprise at first that without having structure, it can be challenging not knowing every morning what you're going to be doing. But sometimes I'm in court a couple days a week at least. I'm in court and advocating for foster youth there. Sometimes I'm out visiting the kids and interviewing them. Sometimes I even jump on trampolines to establish rapport with them, take my dog on walks with them to, yeah.
Cute.
So that's the really nice part. And then I have administrative work as well, paperwork. And that's mostly what the estate planning part of the business is. I interview clients and then I do a lot of paperwork to pull that plan together for them.
And what got you into being an attorney for foster youth?
I really wanted to be a public defender, I think. When I had the major of criminal justice, that intrigued me, and I wanted to, kind of fight for the underdog type attorney and be a public servant. And I did actually get my first internship while I was in law school with a public defender's office in Sacramento. And they, at that point, represented parents in this area called juvenile dependency. So that was how I got introduced to it. I represented parents for a year and a half. And then after I passed the bar, my opponent, who was county counsel, and they're kind of like the prosecutors of the cases, they asked me to work for them.